MNN Sports. I'm Kevin Faulmus. What a night last night for Byron Buxton against the Rangers at Target Field.
As he hits this ball into the air in left center field, a long run for Byron Buxton. Buxton dives and catches the ball in the gap, sliding to the warning track as Castro hurdles over the top of him, and Byron clutches out number three in his glove. 2-2. Swung on and hit high in the air. Deep center field. Carter looking up, and it's gone. It's way gone. Into the Treasure Island home run deck. Byron Buxton does it again.
We saw some things from our center fielder that you probably won't forget. Pat on the back to everyone who was at the ballpark tonight to be able to watch what he did out there. One of the more mesmerizing performances that you'll ever see on a field.
Rocco Baldelli on an incredible effort by Byron Buxton comes in a 6-2 victory over the Texas Rangers. The Lynx, however, they suffered their first loss of the season last night in Seattle. 94-84 was the final score.
We showed no understanding of what their identity was, and they scored 50 points in the paint. So their will, their determination to get what they wanted was much greater than ours. We were lucky to be in the game. We had it, 6 minutes. We were right there. Long possession game, and then as they put their foot back on the pedal, and we were unable to, have the, sort of resilience to withstand, their perseverance.
10 games in, and the Lynx fall for the first time this season. They fall to 9-1 as they fall in Seattle. They're home against L.A. on Saturday at noon. The Vikings are continuing their mandatory minicamp today in Eagan. Jordan Addison, he's been impressed with quarterback J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, he can make any throw on the field, but I'm just going to let y'all see. I ain't going to say too much.
Camp continues today. Kevin Faulmus, MNN Sports.